Watch, Extinction Rebellion spokesperson, alarmist language works. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on October 10, 2019. A spokesperson for the climate change activist organization Extinction Rebellion, XR, said the group makes unsubstantiated predictions of billions of deaths within just a few years because alarmist language works. Grilled by Andrew Neil on the BBC, XR spokesperson Zion Lights found herself admitting there is indeed no scientific basis for claims that billions of people are going to die from climate change. "I've seen some of your activists claim on TV that billions of people are going to die in quite short order," one of your founders, Roger Hallam, said in April. "Our children are going to die in the next 10 or 20 years. What's the scientific basis for these claims?" Neil asked. "So, these claims have been disputed, admittedly," Ms. Lights replied. "There are some scientists agreeing and some scientists saying they're simply not true, but the overall issue is that these deaths are going to happen. We don't know exact numbers, and actually it's a little bit concerning to focus on just how many deaths. There will be deaths and suffering, and any amount is enough as far as we are concerned. But billions of people dying, I don't know where the scientific validity comes for that. How would they die?" Neil pressed. "Mass migration around the world already taking place due to prolonged drought in countries, particularly in South Asia, wildfires in Indonesia, the Amazon rainforest, Siberia, you know, the Arctic," Light said. "These are all really important problems and they can cause fatalities, but they don't cause billions of deaths. They don't mean our young people will all be dead in 20 years," Neil said. "Perhaps not in 20 years," Lights conceded. "You talk weather-related disasters. There seem to be a lot of them around at the moment and people die from them," Neil said. "But in the latest figures I've seen, 100 years ago weather-related disasters killed 500,000 people a year. Today's it's 20,000 a year. It's still 20,000 too many, but it's a reduction of 95%. It does not lead to the death of billions. You're scaring people with this rhetoric, aren't you?" he asked. "I think there's a danger of scaring people simply because we're not taking it seriously enough and people are feeling really desperate that we're hurt on this, and unfortunately, alarmist language works," Light said. "Weather extremes may be on a downward trajectory, but scientists are telling us that they will be on the increase," Light later declared. "We're using language that we feel is appropriate to the situation," she said. Neil noted that one critic of efforts to reach a target of zero carbon emissions by 2030 has said that it would mean the confiscation of petrol cars, state rationing of meat, and limiting families to one flight every 5 years. Do you agree with that? "I agree that we need to do whatever it takes to bring emissions down, to allow young people to have a future, to be able to have some hope for the future," Light said. Follow at Williams Rome.